June the 27th.
Only you shall not go very far away.
Exodus 8:28. This is a sly word from the lips of the arch-tyrant Pharaoh. If the poor enslaved Israelites must go out of Egypt, then he bargains with them that it will not be very far away. Not too far for them to escape the terror of his military and the observation of his spies. In the same way, the world does not like the nonconformity of nonconformity, or the dissidence of dissent. The world wants us to be more tolerant and not carry matters with too severe a hand. Death to the world and burial with Christ are experiences that carnal minds treat with ridicule. And that's why the ordinance that demonstrates this is almost universally neglected, and even despised. Worldly wisdom recommends the path of compromise, and it talks of moderation. According to this carnal policy, it is admitted that purity is very desirable, but we are warned against being too precise. Of course, truth is to be followed, but error is not to be severely denounced. Yes, says the world, by all means be spiritually minded, but don't deny yourself a little light-hearted fun, an occasional dance, and a Christmas visit to a theatre. What's the good of denouncing something when it's so popular and everybody does it? Multitudes of people who profess Christianity yield to this devious advice, to their own eternal ruin. If we want to follow the Lord wholeheartedly, we must go far away into the wilderness of separation, leaving the Egypt of the carnal world behind us. We must leave its advice, its pleasures, and its religion too, and go far away to the place where the Lord calls his sanctified ones. When the town is on fire, our house cannot be too far from the flames. When the plague is spreading, a person cannot be too far away from where it is. The further from a venomous snake, the better, and the further from worldly conformity, the better. Let the trumpet call be sounded to all true believers. Therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will welcome you. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6:17-18.